Good day, highly, highly esteemed passenger. Welcome aboard Mileage Airways. This flight will be taking us through mile 29. This is your captain speaking, Katalem, and I have some information about our flight. So our flight time today would be roughly 15 minutes, plus or minus 2 minutes, bearing in mind any turbulence. We would be flying through the topic of where I have been. We'll be flying solo as there's no co-pilot today. It's just gonna be me and you. What a flight. But fasten your seat belts and get ready as we embark. Safe flight. Where do I begin? So I'm going to start with this question. How are you? And I genuinely mean this question because I've realized that for some reason, this period, a lot of people are going through things. And it just feels like there's a transition. Like a lot of people are going through a transitionary phase in their life. So really, how are you? Because I have also been going through my own thing, and this is the reason why I'm actually dropping this emergency episode, because I want to actually explain why I have been away for about 2 weeks now, where I have been and what has been happening. So about a year ago, I think just over a year ago, you know, I started feeling some pain in my knee, my right knee. Actually, I think it might have started with my left knee, because I know that knees switched pain at some point. So, but then it ended up on my right knee, and you know, it's something that I'd been niggling. You know, I'd gone for x-rays, and you know, the x-rays never showed anything. So I just felt like, okay, maybe I need to rest. Now, I never rested because I play football every week, twice every week. And I have been playing football every week since I was probably in primary school. As I'm saying that, I'm actually looking at a picture of myself when I was in primary school right in front of me. And I really don't think I have stopped playing football every week since then. So yeah, I had been having this niggling pain in my knee for a year. So when I was in A-level, I had an issue with my knee. But it was my left knee, but I realized that this is on my right knee. So I think 2 weeks ago or so, the pain just became very, very excruciating, and I had to go do a scan. Now, I knew I couldn't do an x-ray because, sorry, I just dived straight into this episode, but this is really why I'm recording this episode, because it's an emergency mile. So yeah, so I went to do a scan, and you know, it was an MRI scan, magnetic resonance imaging. So an x-ray just shows you your bones, but an MRI uses magnetic imaging to show you your muscles, tissues, and all of that. So, but I knew something was going to be wrong. I knew that they would find something wrong with my knee. So anyway, I did the MRI. It was bloody expensive. In fact, when I heard the price, I started walking away, but then I was like, bro, you better do this scan. So I went back and I did the scan. First of all, doing an MRI is scary. And if you're claustrophobic, I would not suggest an MRI for you, because you just put your body inside a tube and you're not meant to move. Literally, you're not meant to even twitch for about 40 minutes. And you know, it's one thing to lie down on your bed, but it's another thing to lie down in a place where you know you can't move at all, and you can't even be with your phone, so you're just literally there with your thoughts. So I did the scan, you know, I did it on a Monday. This was Monday last week, and then the result came out on Wednesday. Now, this is where it gets tricky. So according to the results, I have torn my right lateral meniscus on my right knee, and so I they gave me a CD to check the imaging, but the CD didn't work. So, but apparently it's not a small tear, it's a significant tear. And the doctor suggested that the best way around it is to do a surgery. Now, before that, he suggested that, you know, I would have to rest for about a month to 3 months, most likely 3 months, and I have to take a 2-week break from everything, like try to not be mobile for 2 weeks, because bear in mind that I've been managing this injury for over a year. So it had gotten to a bad stage, and now I just have to take drastic measures. And she said that if I don't act fast, it can lead to something called osteoarthritis. Now, apparently, if it gets to osteoarthritis, I can't do anything about it again. Like, it can't heal. You can only manage it, and you most likely have to replace your knee. Now, this is someone who is coming from playing football every week to hearing the news that I'll most likely not be able to play again for 3 months, which is if you know me, you know that, like, I live and breathe football. So I'm less concerned about the pain. I'm more concerned about the fact that I actually can't even play football, and the pain is actually a lot. But on the other hand, I also can't go to work at least for 2 weeks, because I have to try to not be mobile. And on the other hand, I also can't create art. I can't draw, because I have to stand to draw, and standing also puts pressure on the knees. So basically, for these next 2 weeks, I literally cannot do anything that I classify as my healthy escape. So God was so gracious with me that he actually gave me two very healthy escapes. One is sports, football, and the second one is arts. I keep saying that if I wasn't playing football, I'll be a drug addict, or I would drink a lot, you know, because I just feel like whatever I'm going through in my life, I just know that I have football to play on Wednesday and I have football to play on Saturday. So nothing I ever go through in my life lasts, because I know that, you know, I have a healthy escape. So now that all of this has been taken away from me, at least for another 2 weeks, but potentially 3 months, you know, it has had such a crazy effect on me. Today is actually my first day not being mobile. So I spoke to the doctor last week Thursday, and she said that I needed to start as soon as possible. Now, today is Wednesday, and basically from last week Thursday, I have been out every single day, and I have driven. So I have not rested, and the reason is because I'm actually, for lack of a better word, I'm scared to just, you know, be alone in my house and, you know, not move and just be with my thoughts. And it's crazy. I've never liked being with my thoughts. And so maybe this is what this whole thing is for, just to teach me to sit down, like literally be still, you know, with my thoughts. And it feels like solitary confinement. Like in prison, like the worst place they can put you in prison is actually solitary confinement. It's not even like them punishing you or them, you know, not feeding you. The worst thing they can actually do to you in prison is to put you in solitary confinement. And that's kind of what it feels like. Obviously, it's not the same, because, you know, I can always call my people or text or stuff like that. I can use my phone, I can watch videos, whatever. But it is just crazy that I don't have the freedom that I would want. Sorry, I should have put my laptop on D&D. So, please, you listening to this, I would actually need suggestions on what I can do, because, you know, I just created a routine for myself, at least for the next 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to be journaling as well. I'm going to be doing the work I can do, but from home, I can't drive out. I have decided to not drive out, because I've decided to actually obey, like follow the doctor's orders, just so that I can heal as quickly as possible. Yeah, so you know, this is what has been going on with me. This whole shebang happened last week, and you know, it has just been a tough time mentally. And bear in mind that before this, I had been going through some other things. So, you know, this just making me like literally be still is crazy, because the one thing I don't need now is to be still. But obviously, like, I know that God has done this for this exact purpose, and I'm actually grateful, because if this didn't happen, I would have never just calmed down. Do you get, like, my way of going around things is, or going around my problems is just like being active at work, or just doing stuff, man. Like, I've just never really been still, like completely still. I've tried to calm down a bit, but I've never been still. And I do feel like this is a very strategic thing done by God, and I'm grateful, because it could have been worse. It could have been my ACL. ACL stands for anterior cruciate ligament in the knee, because that one is like 9 months. Like, if you tear your ACL, you're out for 9 months at least. So, you know, it could have been worse. So I'm grateful that it is what it is. I have already told my people that I'm not doing the surgery. Whatever happens, I'm going to heal on my own. And I have just, that's my faith, has just, my faith will make me whole. I know that. But yeah, I'm not going to do the surgery, and I will recover quicker than 3 months for sure. I gave myself 1 month actually. But yeah, man, I know that in spite of everything, you know, God keeps reminding me that I'm human, but he also keeps reminding me that I'm unbreakable. No matter what happens, nothing, absolutely nothing can stop me from my purpose. And I know that. So when these things happen, sometimes it's even funny, because it's just like, no matter what happens, man, I'm going to be on track. Nothing is stopping me. So yeah, I just wanted to use this mile to update you with what's going on, and just like to extend a helping hand, not even really a helping hand, but extend encouragement to every person. Literally, if I have 10 friends now, 9 of them are going through things. Like, you know, this is me just extending my grace and my love to you. And you know, if you need, I'm here. And you know, regardless of what happens, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Me, I know this for myself, so I'm just trying to let you know that it's the same for you as well. So yes, I've been away, but there has been some work in the background. I recently recorded an episode with a very interesting guest that I just met. Well, I think I met her about 3 days ago, I think, for the first time. We've connected online, but we actually met in person for the first time some days back. And you know, it was a proper episode. We spoke about, you know, relationships and stuff like that. So yeah, that would be dropping on Saturday, so stay tuned. More is coming, and we are preparing to land this flight. So thank you again for sticking by me. Some people have asked, guy, why have you not uploaded and stuff like that? I'm just like, yeah man, it's coming, fear not. This is, mileage is here to stay. So thank you again for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't, and rate the pod if you haven't. You know, in mileage, we're all about authenticity, and that is why I'm recording this episode. I could have just dropped the next one on Saturday without saying anything, but you deserve to know what's going on, and you know, stay updated. Thank you again, cabin crew. Prepare for landing. I hope you enjoyed your flight. Peace to the world. Bye.